USA News. I'm John Schaefer. As people around the world celebrate Earth Day today, John Kerry, the U.S. Special Envoy on Climate Issues, says he does see progress on climate change.
We're seeing things happen that really were the stuff of fiction as recently as, 5 years ago, but now no longer. And I think, you know, farmers in the Midwest are seeing this in their crops and their farms. You see people who cull the forests, timber, and so forth. It's burning.
President Biden has signed an executive order directing federal agencies to focus on environmental justice initiatives. The order will create a new Office of Environmental Justice. The Supreme Court is allowing the popular abortion drug mifepristone to remain on the market for now. Justices rejected a lower court ruling that would have banned the sale of the drug. The case will continue before the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court next month. 8 people were wounded in a pair of shootings in Washington, D.C. Police trying to determine if those shootings were related. One of the injured is a 12-year-old girl. None of the injuries are considered life-threatening. If you're wondering how to properly dispose of expired or unused prescription drugs you have, here's your answer.
Today is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The purpose of it is to give you a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing of prescription drugs so that you're not putting them into the water supply or the landfills. It's also to educate the general public about the potential abuse of medications. You can hit up Google for a location near you, and they will take any kind of drug, no questions asked. I'm Corey Myers.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants Norfolk Southern Railroad to pay for the long-term impacts of the train derailment in East Palestine. DeWine feels the railroad should set up a fund to help people in the community that may be impacted by that toxic derailment. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
The Republican field of presidential hopefuls could get more crowded in the coming weeks as more and more people look to challenge frontrunner former President Trump. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson will launch his campaign this week. Former VP Mike Pence says he will finalize his plans in weeks, not months. Come June, Senator Tim Scott is expected to officially join the race, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie held a town hall meeting in New Hampshire saying, "Tonight is the beginning of the case against Donald Trump." History is going to be made at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. Rear Admiral Yvette Davids has been nominated as 64th superintendent of the Maryland Institution. If she's confirmed by the U.S. Senate, she would become the first woman to lead the military college. Well, this one might make you gag.
A now former grocery store worker in Pennsylvania is accused of loading food items with sewing needles, some of which were sold to customers. Shoppers tell 6 Action News it sickens them.
People are sick. They're looking for attention. And
I feel bad for the people who actually bought the products.
Investigators say video from the Giant store in Lower McCungee Township shows the worker putting the needles in the bagged vegetables, bakery items, packages of rolls, and perhaps pouches of tuna fish. Lieutenant Adam Reed with Pennsylvania State Police asked customers to return the tainted items to the store.
You know, there could be evidence, most likely.
Charges are pending against the suspect, who's identified as a juvenile. I'm Jeremy Scott.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.